理课堂听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And I'm Rachel. Hey, Steve, what did you have for breakfast?
Well, I had some eggs and vegetables. Why?
Well, I can tell because you still have some of those vegetables in your teeth, right there between the two little teeth.
Oh, I do? Oh, how embarrassing.
Yeah, I bet all of you listeners out there can see it, right?
Oh, I better go brush my teeth. I'll be right back.
Oh, wait, Steve. I was just joking.April Fools!
Oh, Rachel, you got me. Well, friends, oh, Rachel, you got me. Oh, I should have known. Yes, friends, it's April 1st, which means it's April Fool's Day, and we're here to tell you all about this crazy day where people play tricks on each other.
That's right. We have a fun lesson for you today, so open your magazines, friends, to page 10, and we'll begin our reading in line 1.
April Fool's Day. Look, there's ink on your shirt. April Fool's. It's April 1st, and that means today is the day for harmless tricks and jokes. Do you enjoy playing tricks on people? Then today is your day. In many countries, the day is celebrated with innocent tricks and jokes. International observance. In France, people try to tape a paper fish to someone's back. Then they yell, April fish! April fish! In Portugal, friends gleefully throw flour at one another. And in England, tricks are played only before noon. Anything later is considered bad luck. Media tricks. Newspapers and radio and TV stations have also joined in the fun. The BBC played a famous trick in 1957 called the Spaghetti Tree. It was a TV special that explained how spaghetti was grown on trees in Switzerland. The program included fake photos of spaghetti being harvested. Many people were fooled and called the BBC to ask how to plant a spaghetti tree. The BBC answered, "Place a piece of spaghetti in tomato sauce and hope for the best." Today is a day for laughter and lighthearted fun. What tricks will you play?
Okay, friends, let's look at the deck for a moment. It says, look, there's ink on your shirt. April Fools. It's April 1st, and that means today is the day for harmless tricks and jokes. Well, first, let's try to understand what a trick is. A trick is something that surprises people and makes them laugh, and that's the whole idea behind April Fool's Day, is to have fun.
That's right, but we notice the word harmless there as well. These are harmless tricks. In other words, they aren't meant to cause harm. They're just fun tricks or jokes that you play on your friends just to get them to laugh or to get you to laugh, I guess.
Right, or to make your friends look at something that's not there, like the ink on your shirt.
That's, oh!
April Fools.
Thanks, Steve. Well, students, we hope that you have heard about this holiday before. I know for many of us, we've grown up knowing that April 1st is going to be a fun day because that is the day that you can play tricks on other people. And do you enjoy that, students? Well, then today is your day.
Today is your day. April 1st is your day to play tricks on people, harmless tricks. In many countries, the day is celebrated with innocent tricks and jokes. And I like that word innocent. Again, we're talking about harmless jokes, harmless tricks. tricks that cannot damage anything or hurt anyone. So that's the idea, is to have fun tricking people.
That's right. And innocent is one of our vocabulary words. And if something is innocent, then it's free from evil or guilt, or it's not harmful, I guess, is a good way to describe it. So again, these are innocent tricks, like the one I used on Steve saying he had some food between his teeth.
Okay, going on to the next paragraph in line 5, it says international observance. And when someone observes something, it could be a person or it could be a country, that means they recognize it and they take part in it or they participate in it.
That's right. So we often use this word observe as a verb. You observe something. But as a noun, it can be used to describe an occasion that takes place, an observance. And this does have international observance. In other words, this isn't just a holiday in America. It's also a holiday, or a fun day, I should say. Not really a holiday. It's a fun day that is celebrated all over the world.
Right. In France, for example, people try to tape a paper fish to someone's back, and then they yell, "April fish, April fish," and that's what I did to Rachel. April
what?
Fish, April
You're
fish.
You're kidding me. I have a fish on my back?
Yeah, show everybody your fish.
Oh, I do have a fish on my back.
April fish.
You got me back, Steve, for that first trick I played on you. Well, that is a fun tradition. I'm not sure why they even yell April fish, or why they chose fish to put on the backs of people. Do you know any history behind this, Steve?
I certainly don't, but I do know, Rachel, that you look foolish with a fish on your back.
Well, I guess anyone would look foolish with a fish on their back. So students, if you want an example of a harmless and innocent trick to play on someone, cut out a fish like Steve did for me and put it on their backs.
Well, that's what they do in France. And in Portugal, friends gleefully throw flour at one another. That's interesting. We're talking about flour, the stuff that you cook with. It's the white powder. And they throw it at each other, and that's a lot of fun for them.
They do this gleefully. This is a fun tradition, I guess, in Portugal. And if you do something gleefully, you do it happily. You do it with excitement. So I'm just picturing them. They open these big bags of flour, and they just start throwing it at each other. And you know what happens when somebody throws flour at you? Well, you turn white.
It can be pretty messy, and I hope that they do it outside, because if they do it inside, it would take a long time to clean that up.
It sure would. Well, that's what they do in Portugal. Sounds like a fun trick to me. But in England, they have another kind of superstition, don't they, Steve?
They certainly do. There, they say you have to play your tricks before noon, before 12 o'clock. Anything later is considered bad luck. So if you want to play a trick on somebody, you should do it in the morning. If you do it after 12 o'clock, that's not good.
No, it's bad luck, and it might be bad luck for you as well as the other person. So we are given 3 examples of different tricks, or 3 countries, the way that they celebrate April Fool's Day. But I just have to ask Steve here. Now, Steve, when you were growing up, were you ever a trickster? Did you ever play tricks on other people on April Fool's?
I have to confess, Rachel, that I did. And I have another confession. Some of my tricks weren't so harmless. And I just want to reiterate that. I want to say it again. If you do play tricks on people, make sure that they're innocent and harmless.
That's right. That's a good point. Well, students, another thing we haven't mentioned yet is this is called April Fools because a fool is someone who looks foolish or who looks silly. So I don't think this is meant to make anyone feel bad about themselves. It's just the name that we give this day to laugh with people.
That's right. Rachel, I just made you look foolish. I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
No, I enjoyed it and I laughed about it. So students, that's the best kind of trick. If you can play a trick and you know someone's going to enjoy it and laugh about it, then go ahead and play that trick on them today.
April fish, April fish.
Well, students, I think I need to think of a trick to play on Steve while we take a break. But right now, we're going to visit the chat room. So let's go there right now.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Vicky. We're glad you're joining us today. You know, Ken, you spilled coffee on your shirt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
April Fools.
Okay, you got me.
Well, I hope you don't mind me playing a little joke on you.
Not at all. That was pretty harmless. So, Vicky, are there jokes that are harmful and not so innocent?
Well, some are. Some people like to play what we call practical jokes, and they can sometimes cause harm.
Practical jokes?
Mm-hmm. That's right. The term practical refers to the fact that the joke involves a practice or someone doing something rather than being a verbal or written joke.
What are some examples of practical jokes?
Well, really, there are countless practical jokes. One might be if you put a tack on a chair before someone sits on it. That's a practical joke.
Ouch, that's
yes.
not very nice.
And it's painful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you block the door with a piece of furniture and yell, fire, then that's a practical joke that's very cruel.
I see what you mean. Practical joke, the practical 是来自于名词 practice, 就是作为实行。Practical joke, 做出来的笑话就是恶作剧。What about using the telephone to make a joke? Is that a practical joke?
Sure, that's a form of a practical joke. We have a term for that, though. We call it a prank call.
Prank call?
Mm-hmm, that's right. A prank call is a practical joke. You might also hear it referred to as a crank call. C-R-A-N-K, a crank call.
恶作剧也叫做 prank。而 prank call 或者 crank call 就是恶作剧电话，有人电话一打通就故意挂断，或者没事乱打电话报案，这些都是属于 crank calls.
Well, let's take a short break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back after this.
Hi, everyone. Happy April Fool's Day. We are talking about April Fool's today. It is April 1st. If you've just joined us, we're on page 10 in line 1, and we just talked about some tricks that people play in different countries around the world.
That's right. We learned in France that people like to tape paper fish to each other's backs and yell, April Fish. And we also learned in Portugal that they like to throw flour at each other.And I'm going to see if Steve remembers. Steve, when in England is it not, are you not supposed to play a trick on someone?
Anytime after 12 o'clock, then it's considered bad luck. Well, people don't just get in on this action. The media enjoys it too. We find out in the right-hand column that the media likes to play tricks on people. The media, of course, are the newspapers, the radio stations, the TV stations, even the internet now.They are considered the media, and they like to have fun, too.
That's right. Another word for media is mass communication. So any way that a big, like, organization or a newspaper or a radio or a TV station is broadcasting something, it's considered media. And they have also joined in the fun here, and we find out about a trick that was played by the BBC. Now, some of you may be familiar with the BBC. Steve, what's the BBC?
BBC is the British Broadcasting Corporation. They are the publicly funded mass media outlet in Britain. They have TV stations as well as radio stations, and they played a famous trick in 1957 called the Spaghetti Tree. And I remember seeing film clips of this, although I wasn't around back then. It is so famous, you could probably find it on the internet. It was when they described...in Switzerland, how spaghetti grows on trees.
This is hilarious, Steve, I think, because a lot of people, they trust the BBC. They've been around for so long, and basically whatever they say is probably truthful. It's the news. So a lot of people believed this. They believed this joke because they thought, oh, the BBC, they're just reporting the news.But this special explained that spaghetti was grown on trees in Switzerland. And of course, we all know that's not possible.
Well, some people were tricked by this. Of course, spaghetti is an Italian word for noodles. And it's a certain kind of noodle. And the BBC portrayed it as something that grows on a tree. And there was actually film footage of a woman taking spaghetti off of a tree. She was harvesting the spaghetti. and the program included fake photos as well as this footage of spaghetti being harvested or taken off of the tree.
That is so funny. So they even went as far as to get this fake footage or these fake photos. Now, I have to admit, if I see fake photos of something, I'll probably believe that it's true. And we know nowadays people can photograph almost anything, and you can just work a little bit on your computer and make it appear to be something that it's not. So back in 1957, before they had all of this technology, people believed probably whatever they saw, and they saw the spaghetti on the trees.
So many people really, really believed that spaghetti grew on trees. In line 8, we find out that many people were fooled and called the BBC to ask how to plant a spaghetti tree of their own. They saw it on TV, and they were interested in growing their own spaghetti.
Well, that's probably what I would have done as well. I would have said, I want a spaghetti tree in my backyard. So the BBC was getting all of these phone calls, and I can imagine everybody working at the BBC was probably just laughing and laughing and really not knowing what to do next.
Really, really funny. Well, they came up with an answer. And to those people that wanted to grow a spaghetti tree that inquired, the BBC said, place a piece of spaghetti in tomato sauce and hope for the best. That's how you grow your spaghetti tree.
Well, they had to come up with something quickly because people really wanted to know. So they just gave a clever answer. And as you know, students, if you cook spaghetti noodles, you often mix them with tomato sauce. So they were saying, take one of those spaghetti noodles, put it in the tomato sauce, and, you know, cross your fingers, hope for the best, and maybe it'll happen.
That's funny. As if the spaghetti was a seed and the sauce was the soil, you could actually grow a spaghetti tree. Well, a lot of people were tricked, and that's a very innocent and harmless way to trick people. And then, of course, later people found out that was really not true.
That's right. Well, in line 12, we read that today is a day for laughter and lighthearted fun. So, friends, what tricks will you play? Now, before we talk about a few more of these tricks you can play on your friends, let's look at that word lighthearted. You can kind of break that into two words, light and hearted. If your heart is light, then it is lighthearted. If it's fun, I guess is another word.
Right, not intended to be serious. If you're heavy-hearted, however, that means you're very serious. You have something very deep you're thinking about. You're concerned about something. But if you're lighthearted again, it's fun. It's not serious.
That's right. And those are the kinds of tricks we want to play. Lighthearted tricks and have lighthearted fun and innocent tricks, harmless tricks. So I'll just give you another example, students. An April Fool's trick that's been played on me before has come through the form of an email. Someone will make a big announcement like, I'm getting married or I'm pregnant. And once in a while, I've fallen for those if I forget that it's April 1st.
That's right, friends. Remember, if it's April 1st, be careful about what you believe. Well, we have a review skit for you, and then we'll be back with a few final thoughts.
I'm so excited! Today is April Fool's Day!
I know! I love playing tricks on people!
Me too! April 1st is our day!
April Fool's Day?
Hey, look at this fake spider! I'm gonna put it in Sally's lunch!
Let's tell Bobby he's got ink on his face!
Yeah! Let's do! And look at this fake rat for the teacher's desk.
Yeah. It's going to be great. We can play tricks on people all day. Hooray!
All right, students, it's time for class. Now, as you know, we celebrate April Fool's Day on April 1st.
Yeah!
So that means we can expect a lot of harmless jokes tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, on April Fool's Day.
But today is April 1st.
No. Today is March 32nd.
March 32nd?
That's right, but tomorrow we'll have a lot of fun for April Fools.
I guess we can play all of our tricks tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, do you think the teacher will play any tricks on us?
Of course not. She's a teacher. Teachers can't fool anybody.
Yeah.
Innocent. You shouldn't get mad at Rob for playing an innocent little joke on you. Observance. A national observance is held each year to remember everyone who died in the war. Media. The local media haven't reported the fire yet, but maybe they will on tonight's news. Harvest. The farmer harvested all of his crops before the weather turned cold.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 observance 这个名词。Observance 是指纪念或庆祝。如果是为了庆祝某个节日的话，是用 in observance of 后面再加上节日。例如 ，In observance of Labor Day, all banks will be closed on Monday。为了庆祝劳工节，所有的银行周一都会休息。Observance 的动词是 observe，O-B-S-E-R-V-E。Observe 在这里不是指观察，而是指纪念或庆祝某个节日。例如 ，Do you observe Thanksgiving？ 你们庆祝感恩节吗？接下来我们看的是 gleefully 这个副词，它的形容词是 gleeful， 意思是极开心的或者是令人愉快的。所以 gleefully 是指开心地或者是欢欣地。例如 ，They gleefully sang Christmas carols throughout town。他们开心的在镇上到处唱着圣诞歌曲，或者是 The kids played gleefully in the pool， 孩子们开心的在游泳池里面玩耍。最后我们看的是 harvest 这个字， harvest 在这里是当动词，意思是指采收或收割。例如 Farmers now harvest wheat with machines， 农夫现在是用机器来收割麦子。或者是 Mangoes are harvested in the summer，芒果是夏天采收的。 Harvest 也可以当名词，意思就是丰收或者是收成。例如 Extra workers are needed for the harvest， 为了采收必须要多雇一些工人。 And I hope you gleefully practice your English every day. I'll see you soon. Alright friends, I have a review question for you. In what country do friends throw flour at one another? A. EnglandB, Portugal, C, Switzerland, or D, France. Let's see if Steve knows what country.
That would be Portugal, and that's something I'd like to try. Here's another question for you. Where do people tape paper fishes on each other's backs and then scream, April Fish? Remember, Rachel?
I do. They do it in France, and they do it here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Steve, April Fish!
Oh, what? You got me?
I did. You thought I had the April Fish, but you've got one, too. And students, now it's time for today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
April Fool's Day, April Fool's Day, by Pam Osmond. April Fool's Day. Hey, look, there's ink on your shirt. April.Enjoy playing tricks on people, then today is your day.
April Fool's Day, April Fool.
In many countries, the day is celebrated with innocent
tricks and jokes.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, international observance in France, people try to
tape a paper fish to someone's back.
Then they yell,
April Fish!
April
Fish!
In Portugal, friends gleefully throw flour at one another. And in England, tricks are played only before noon. Anything late
is considered bad.
April Fool's Day.
tricks. Newspaper and radio and TV stations have also joined in the fun.
Oh, having a good time.
The BBC played a famous trick in 1957 called Spaghetti Tree. It was a TV special that explained how spaghetti was grown on trees in Switzerland.
Is that right?
The program included take photos of spaghetti being harvested.
April Fool's Day.
Innocent observant media harvest. Oh, you know what? I have a very sad announcement. This is the last day that Black Pearl will be on Studio Classroom. April Fool! In the classroom. Studio Classroom, that is. Bye-bye.
Gotcha!
Black Pearl is going to be around a long time. See ya in the classroom.